And the biggest city in Louisiana, that would be?
A big city, I think that's going to be New Orleans.
Yes, sir. Do you know the capital in New Orleans? Where they have the state university?
Baton Rouge.
Right, mm-hmm. Okay. And the big city in southern Ohio where they have the baseball team, the Reds? You a baseball fan?
Yeah, I am. Sure is.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Reds. Okay. That's
right.
What's wrong with Johnny Bench? Have you been watching TV?
Yes, I have.
Notice he's been out.
Yeah, you know he hurt his arm.
Oh, was that it?
Sometimes that and pull him out for quite a while.
Well, I imagine they're missing him.
Yes, sir. Right.
Are they on top of their division? Or?
They're on top right now. Uh-huh. Still on top.
Okay, and the horse racing city in Kentucky, that would be?
Kentucky. I know that, but I can't think of that.
So they have the Derby, Louisville?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, and just a few foreign countries, if you were in Paris, you would be in?
Now you're getting me now. If I was in Paris, I'd be in,
I just need the pronunciation, that's all. In France?
France.
Okay, and if you were in Moscow?
I'd be in...
In big communist country.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
Germany. All right, okay, what about Russia?
I'd be in Russia.
All right. And Dublin? Ireland?
Dublin,
Ireland?
Don't know, man. Okay. You got me on them.
That's all right. Okay, just a couple more and that'll do it. These expressions right here, say, if we have a job to do together, you'd say that and have to do this.
You and I.
And the job's not just for one of us, it's for...
For both of us.
Okay. Say if you and another fellow are coming over to see me, what would you say? You'd say that and are coming
you
over.
You and I are going over to see him.
Or if he was in the room, you would point him out to me, you'd say that Ann are coming to see you.
Uh-huh. John and me are coming to see you.
Okay. And if you were going to identify yourself without using your name, say if you knocked on the door and you knew that I'd recognize the sound of your voice, I'd say, who's that? You'd say, well, I'll just open the door, it's just...
Me.
Okay. And if you were identifying some other fellow, he knocked on the door and I said, who's that? You might say, oh, that's okay, it's just...
Just me.
Or if it's you're talking about another fellow, you say it's just...
Such a one.
Or just him?
Just him.
Okay. And if it's a woman, you say it's just...
Just her.
And if it's several people, you say it's just...
Just them.
Right, okay. And talking about how tall you are, you might say, well, he's not as tall as...
I am.
Or other way around, I'm not as tall as
he.
Okay. Or comparing how well you can do something, you say he can do it better than
I.
Right. Okay. And talk about owning something. If I say, if something belongs to me, I say that's, or you would say that's.
That's yours.
Yeah. If it belongs to both of us, that's.
Ours.
And if it belongs to him, that's.
That's his.
And to her?
That's hers.
Okay. And to them?
That's theirs.
Okay.